Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC Q3 2016 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and the number one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, Monday, the 28th of November, 2016. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Malgorzata Czaplicka. Thank you. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to welcome you to our Q3 2016 results call. As usual, the presentation will be conducted by Thomas Kurzmann, the CEO, and Erez Bonyil, the CFO of GTC SA. I'm very happy to pass over to Thomas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the presentation according to the presentation we have on our webpage, so hopefully everybody has access to it. And we start on page three, key highlights on three quarters, 9 months of 2016. GTC shows a significant growth momentum after having done a lot of acquisitions and completions of developments. We did acquisitions of about 152 million gross asset value, 5 office buildings with a total leasable area of 59,000 square meters. We completed the developments in Łódź University Business Park and 41 Phase 2 in Belgrade. And on top of that, we still have 106,000 square meter leasable area under construction. And out of this, about 82,000 square meter GLA will be completed in 2017. So pretty soon we'll deliver additional recurring cash flow to our P&L. The construction of Galeria Polnotna is on plan, and it's still clear that we will open it in summer 2017. The pre-lease is at 63%, but we can also report that another 12% on top of that is secured, and the terms are agreed. The construction of 41 Phase 3 is ongoing. The structure is already there, so we just need to complete facade and internal construction works. So the completion in Q1 2017 is secured, and the pre-lease already now at 70% with a lot of new negotiations and interested parties for leasing more space on the table. The construction of the Art Deco office building in Warsaw is also going according to the plan. We are a bit ahead of the schedule, so the opening for Q3 17 is secured. This building is fully pre-leased and will also contribute basically from the first day of opening to the cash flow of the company. GTC White House office building in Budapest is also ready to launch the construction. Pre-leasing is still ongoing, and we hope to the end of this year it will be at a certain level to kick off the full construction work on that project. Then on top of this, we have another 160,000 square meter GLA in the planning stage and another 39,000 square meter in the pre-planning stage. So almost 200,000 square meters of leasable area, office and retail in the pipeline. So our development activity for the next 3 years is fully secured. Completion of non-core asset sale could be achieved also, but after September, so basically after balance sheet date of Q3. So we can report now that all non-core assets standing and income producing and basically also cash burning could be sold at balance sheet value, so no further loss were made on this. And we still have a couple of smaller land plots which we don't count as core on a sales process which is ongoing. Very active asset management and leasing activity during the first 9 months of 16. 94,000 square meters of office and retail were newly leased or renewed. Two biggest transactions were in Bucharest and in Kharkov, where each one bigger than 12,000 square meters. And we still have a couple of very big leasing deals to be done still in this year, which will increase the anyway stable occupancy rate of 91% to a much better number by the end of this year. The key highlights on financials are NOI increased by 10%, 65 million compared to 59 last year, the same period. Completion of the merger between GTC SR Holland with its Dutch holding entities was completed. A very, let's say, complicated transaction, cross-border merger, but could be completed very successfully. And this is leading to a much better holding structure in our group and reducing administrative costs and tax risks. Profit after tax, 107 million in 9 months, 2016. Acquisitions amounted totally to 152 million in these 9 months. And additionally, investments in assets under construction, 64 million, compared to only 17 million last year, which shows that our development activity is accelerating very heavily. EPRA NAV increased 8% to 837 million, and project financing was raised in an amount of 175 million. This resulted in a slightly LTV increase to 45%, but combined with a decrease of interest costs and financing costs for the company. 14% FFO improvement compared to last year's 9 months. And after balance sheet, also after Q3, 29 million euro bonds could be raised in Poland with retail and institutional investors for a very attractive yield for GTC. Portfolio overview is no much change compared to the last quarter report. We see that Poland is a little bit up to 44% again because of the acquisitions in Gdansk and in Łódź. The rest of the property allocation in percentage almost unchanged, but gross asset value is now up to 1.22 billion. Gross asset value, of course, of income generating portfolio. The portfolio and asset class split, again, 25% retail and office 75%. The retail section will continue to grow because whenever the completion of the shopping center in Warsaw will advance, will also contribute big time to the gross asset value of the asset base in the middle of next year. The property overview in aging and capital cities is a bit changed just because of one building in Budapest had a 10-year birthday. So we have now 77% younger than 10-year-old buildings, but also the one in Budapest is totally repositioned and refurbished now, so we also can call it a Class A office building with no issues with the age. The occupancy rate on office portfolio is 90%. This is due to acquisitions of some vacant office buildings and where the process of leasing it up is still ongoing. Repositioning and reconstruction works are under the progress and also already now finished. So by the end of the year, the number will be better, but the most significant change will be shown in the next first two quarters of 2007 on occupancy. The retail portfolio has a very high occupancy at 95%, but still here we have some room to improve for the next quarters to come. The top properties are unchanged to the last quarter. We have quite high occupancy on all the big assets. The only one, which is the University Park in Łódź, Poland, shows only 73%, but this is due to the completion of the second phase, and our forecast for the year end of 2017 is already occupancy bigger than 90%. So this will also increase dramatically the average occupancy on the office sector. We'd like to talk now a lot about the future of GTC, and therefore we have the pages 10 and following in the presentation. Assets under construction, 106,000 square meters leasable area. Out of this, 82,000 square meters to be completed in 2017, which will reinforce and strengthen enormously the free cash flow in the company and recurring income for the next years to come. In planning stage, we have 160,000 square meters. This includes the Ada Mall in Belgrade. This property we expect to get still in 2016, the building permit from the city of Belgrade. And all the works and all the pre-leasing activity shows at the moment a stage that we will be able to commence the works already in the first quarter of 2017 to be able to complete late 2018, and the property will start to contribute to the cash flow in 2019. We have, especially on that project, a huge positive feedback from tenants, because there is a shortage of retail area in Belgrade, and the concept, which was completely grown up new during the first half of this year, has a very, very positive feedback from the concept and from the design. Another project in the planning stage is Greenheart in Belgrade. Here we could achieve more building rights on an existing project, which was called GTC Square, and we could manage to get an additionally 25,500 square meter net leasable area designed on an existing land plot, which is already in our balance sheet, which will, of course, create a lot of upside when completed. And it gives also a, say, new look to the two older buildings existing on the land. Another project in planning stage is in Budapest, call it Budapest City Tower, which was will be built on the land, which was on our presentation as VR Key. It is a land plot directly sitting on Vatiut, basically directly on a subway station. It took a while to get the right design concept on the way, which had to be coordinated with the city of Budapest, but now it looks like the design you can see, this twisted tower, has or went basically to most of the approval process already with the city and the city architect and all the neighbor buildings. So we expect this building permit to be granted in the first or latest second quarter of 2017. Another project in planning stage is still Galleria Vilanov. Here we have, of course, a very hard time to push it through. We also had to face a couple of weeks ago, let's say, intermediate rejection of the building permit from the city of Warsaw. An appeal was filed to the Voivodeship, which is the next administrative instance of granting a building permit. And we are working now together with the Voivodeship to work out all the, let's say, defects mentioned by the city, which we do believe are not really arguments against the building permit. And hopefully we'll get an answer in the first half of next year, which has to be positive, more positive than the one we received during autumn this year. Another project in the pre-planning stage is GTCX. This is a very modern office building in Belgrade again, which was designed on a land plot which GTC just acquired a couple of weeks ago. It has a very modern layout, and it fits exactly to the IT and back office space need of Belgrade. This will give us another 16,500 square meters on top of what we have in the pipeline now to make sure that we have for the next 2.5-3 years enough supply to the office market and to maintain the leadership in office development in the city of Belgrade. Avenue Park Zagreb is another project in the pre-planning stage. Also, this land is, since a couple of years, on the balance sheet of GTC. We do have location permits. We are now reworking the building permit to get ready on pre-leasing. And since we see, since a couple of months, much more demand on office space in Zagreb, we believe that during the first half of next year, we will see the first pre-leasing activity, and then we might be able to start all of this development, which can be done in two stages, 11,000 square meter per project. So all in all, we have a huge development pipeline in front of us, and we still will continue looking at income generating assets with upside. And this combination will lead to a very rapid increase of gross asset value, an increase of net asset value, and recurring cash flow.
I will continue with the description review of the financial results. The key events that impacted the financial results this quarter were a number of events. Among them is the acquisition of Sterlinga and Neptune, two buildings in Poland, the acquisition of Artico building in Warsaw under construction, the sale of our holding in Czech Republic. We sold about one-third of shopping center and offices in Prague. The sale of Piatra Mall and later on the Arad Mall, two malls that did not contribute any positive results. In fact, had some burden. And by selling them, we improved the performance of the group. We sold also non-core land. We finished the construction of Block 41, the second building, and we commenced the third one. We bought Duna Tower that we bought at the beginning of the year was financed. At the same time, we refinanced another building in Budapest, thereby achieving two advantages. One is deferring the amortization, and the second, reducing the overall cost in the group. Obviously, this is in addition to getting cash. We completed the merger, as it was mentioned here. We listed the company on JSE, and we managed also to buy out our partner in Stara Zagora project. It's a project that is getting better. We bought it at a nominal value, and now we hold 100% of that, which enable us to streamline the operation, make it more efficient, and improve the profit. The valuation this quarter was done internally with a consultation of the external valuers. The main factor that contributed to the valuation is the realization of development profit from Galeria Północna in the amount of approximately 13 million and the Artico building in the amount of approximately 1 million. NOI as much increased as much as the FFO, 10% for the NOI, 14% for the FFO, and the total property exceeded 1.5 billion. Which also contributed positively to the EPRA NAV. The investment activity this quarter amounted to 221 million. It was only 18 million if we look at the 9 months last year. And at the same time, the financing that was raised, project financing, amounted to 175 million. That's a big improvement, big increase compared to the period last year, which showed the extent and the magnitude of the growth in the operation of the company. In terms of investment, the leading project in Galeria Północna invested approximately 30 million. And Block 41, 10 million. Artico together with acquisition, about 9 million. And UBP in Łódź, total investment in the 9 months, 9 million. Acquisitions included except the two buildings I mentioned initially, also Pixel with 32 million, and the land for further development in Budapest, which cost 11 million. I move to page 20, where we describe the financing structure. I start from the interest rate split. We can see that the fixed versus unfixed or floating rate is 65% as at the end of September. Nowadays it's 68%. We made another hedging agreement since 30 September. The hedging that we use is mostly cap. It allows us to enjoy the low interest rate Euribor environment while still securing ourselves against a sudden hike in interest rate. In terms of the debt split, 17% is unsecured debt, while the secured debt accounts for 83% and is secured by the property. The unsecured debt is mostly related to bonds, and we have also one or two corporate loans. These corporate loans are, compared to the whole portfolio, they are more expensive, and therefore we are considering to repay some of the expensive debt by the cash that was raised through bonds. About a month ago, we raised close to 30 million euro bonds for 3 years at the rate of 3.75% per annum. This is cheaper than some of the corporate debt, and one of the possibilities is that before the end of the year, we will accelerate the repayment. In terms of the debt maturity, in the next 12 months, we have the standard amortization of 40 million. We have 26 million bonds to pay, and there is an amount on the slide, it's in green, 38 million. These are loans that we plan partially to refinance or repay. This is the corporate debt, amongst others, that we discussed, as well as some short-term loans that are due and will be paid from sources other than the cash. Mostly we talk about the VAT refund that is due to come and shall repay the debt. Regarding another big amortization amount that is falling due in 3 years, it shows 165. Well, about 86 million out of that is due to be refinanced and will be deferred by another 3 to 5 years. This is a loan refers to Citygate. We got credit committee approval, and we are working on final details of the loan to refinance it, reduce the total interest rate on that loan, and therefore we will be able to show a better picture, hopefully towards the end of the year. In terms of the total or the average interest rate on the total portfolio, 3.2% versus 3.4% last year. This is continuation of the decline in the total cost of financing the company, and we continue to take certain actions that will keep this at a low rate or even further improve it. Interest cover, since the NOI is increasing and the interest is decreasing, so the interest cover is much better than it was. Regarding the P&L, the margin from operation remains more or less the same. There was a slight improvement. However, we can say that it's stable. The costs are under control, and also despite the growing platform, the cost did not increase as much. Financial cost, we discussed, there is a general decline of the rate, although in terms of total cost, given that the portfolio is increasing, we can see certain increase. Regarding the cash flow, here we can see how the cash from operation performed. We raised 37 million cash from operations. Investing activities intensified 220 million. And this is partially, it was sourced by financing activities, raising loans in the amount of 174 million euro in total. That concludes the financial review. If you have particular questions, we will be glad to take it. Operator?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and the number 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. And we have no questions at this time. Please continue.
That concludes our formal presentation. Thank you, everybody, for participation.
Thank you, and that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.